Please welcome Alicia Klein.
So the best test I ever took was when I peed on a stick and found out I was pregnant. This is the stick. You can pass that around. Just kidding. I peed on this. Whew. That test was followed by many, many other tests. Twin pregnancies are automatically considered high risk, so lots and lots and lots of tests. But none of the tests actually prepared me for the real test of being a mom. In the beginning, it was really, really, really hard because there were two infants screaming all the time, and it was my job to figure out how to get them to stop, with feeding them or changing them or are they too cold, are they too hot, go outside, bounce them around, what is it going to take? And there are two of them, so there's pretty much always someone screaming, and so I lived in this like constant state of panic with crying babies. And I remember one day just in the juggling the like nursing and burping and trying to get everyone to stop crying, just like crying out, I have so much love and not enough arms. And that is still true, like more true than ever. They're a little bit older now, they're 2.5, and so the challenges are different. Now the hard part is that they have become little assholes. I mean, they're cute, they're sweet sometimes, but they're little assholes. For starters, they fight all the time. They hit each other, not just with their hands, with toy trucks and hammers, like banging on the head. They pull hair, and they like come away with strands of hair in their fists. And they bite and break the skin and draw blood. I spend my whole day just separating them. Like, I won't let you bite. Hands are not for hitting. It's exhausting. Another thing that's really hard right now is that they are not containable. So I made the mistake the other day. I went to the bathroom. I was gone 45 seconds. I get back, and they have hopped the gate from the playroom into the living room and then hopped from the living room into Daddy's office. Daddy's office is a small corner of the living room contained by baby gates, and everything valuable or breakable is in this corner. And so they've hopped over, and they've got desk drawers open and like just pulled everything out. They're surrounded by loose staples and push pins and papers pulled off the desk, and Hans has found a pocket knife. He's got it open. He's holding it up to a yoga block and just sawing back and forth, yelling, cut, 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 cut. The other thing that is really, really hard right now is that they know what they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do, where they're supposed to be, where they're not, and they know how to piss me off, and the sheer joy that they get from doing that. So like at the end of their meals, they like to throw their food on the ground, like plate, bowl, just turn it upside down and throw the rest of it on the ground. And at first when they started doing this, I made the mistake of, like, I just would get so angry and yell, no! And someone told me once you could like scare your children into behaving. Totally backfired, because now they just know. Like, it's become this battle between us. And at the end of the meal, they get this look on their face like, oh, I'm about to do something bad. And they wait till I see them, and they see me seeing them, and then boom, plate down. So I've learned, like, be there, be ready. But they're smart, and they're diabolical, and so they'll ask for water, and I'll, like, go to get the sippy cup, and I turn around, and right when I'm almost close enough, but not quite, like, boom, plate down. Or, like, maybe I can lunge and grab the plate, but then they just, like, swipe everything off the top. Or sometimes I'll grab for their wrists, which is actually their wrists are the perfect size right now that I can just enclose them with my fingers and they can't move, but I'm not actually applying any pressure to them. And so we're stuck there in a stalemate, just staring each other down. He can't throw the food, but I can't clear the plate. And we're stuck. And even if somehow I manage to clear the plate and not get food on the ground, there's another kid right there. he's had plenty of time to grab fistfuls of scrambled egg and oatmeal and just lob them across the room, followed by his fork and his plate and his bowl and his sippy cup. You know, the things that happen, like, they're not a big deal. There are messes, they're little, but it's the relentlessness of them, the non-stop. Like, developmentally at this stage, it's considered normal for them to have some sort of incident or challenge like this every 3 to 7 minutes. So, like, let's just say 5 minutes, that's the median, except I have two of them, so that's like every 2.5 minutes. So once every 2.5 minutes, someone is throwing a truck at my head or peeing into his toy submarine. And it just like chips away at my sanity until I lose it. And, you know, for instance, the other day I was like getting them ready to go to Costco, and we're in the garage, and like I'm chasing them around the car doing laps, and I finally grab Hans, and like I'm ready to shove him into the car seat, and he yells poo 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 poo, and I, okay, you gotta go poop, let's go. And we run to the bathroom, and I pull down his pants, and he's already gone poo poo, but only a little bit. So I say, okay, sit on the potty, let's see if there's any more. He's, no, all done, and he's struggling, and I'm trying to get him to sit down, so the poo is just getting smeared all over the toilet seat and his legs. And meanwhile, Walden's like, oh, what's going on here? Poo-poo, and like trying to get in on the action. Walden, I need you to stay outside right now. No, let me. Walden, I need you to stay over there, and I like close the door in his face. So he starts screaming and like runs around the house to come in the bathroom through the other door, and so I like lock it before he gets there. So he's standing outside the door just screaming, and meanwhile, Hans is still struggling, so I say, fine, you're done, let's clean you up, and I'm wiping the poop up, but it's like this dry, sticky poop, so I need something wet, and all the wet wipes are packed in the diaper bag in the car because we're about to go to Costco. So I say, Hans, stay right there. I will be right back. So I run to the car, and I run back, and he's not there. He's in the living room, like no pants on, sitting on the beanbag, like jumping up and down. So I grab him, and I'm starting to wipe him up, and meanwhile, Walden's back. He's angry at me, so he's hitting me in the head. Walden, I won't let you hit me right now, but I can't stop him because I'm a little busy, and my hands are covered in poop. Walden, I won't let you hit me, and I'm like trying to like shield myself from him. Walden, I won't let you hit me, and I give him a little shove, and it's not hard, but he's little, so he goes down, bumps his head on the ground. He's screaming again. I finally get Hans clean, and I've got to clean myself up, so I just forget it. I leave, and I don't know what they're going to get into, but I just need to clean up this poop. Finally, I like get everyone dressed and shoved into the car, screaming, and we go to Costco. Just like, that's like 15 minutes of my day. And it's not unusual. That's just my life. And I know I'm going to lose my temper sometime, and that's okay. Like, part of being a mom is teaching them how to be adults. And they're little monkeys right now. It's like monkey see, monkey do. Everything I do, they do. So the stakes are really high. The pressure is on. And sometimes it's cute because, like the other day, I just dropped something by accident, made a little mess, and I was like, oh, man. And so now when they drop something, they'll say, oh, man. And they'll say it like 4 times, oh, man, it's very cute. But here's a less cute story. We're on the front porch having afternoon snack, and they have these little pouches that I fill with yogurt, and they just suck on them, and they love them. But for some reason today, one of them turns it upside down and just squeezes, and yogurt goes everywhere. And I see it happening, and I go, no! So, of course, then the other one, like, turns his over, and he's about to squeeze it, and I lunge for him, and I'm too late. The yogurt's all over me. It's all over the porch. And the first one's jumping up and down in his yogurt, runs for the front door to go inside, and I, like, tackle him so he can't get in the house, and then grab at the other one who's smearing it around with his hands, and I've got, like, a wrist on each one, and I just yell in their faces, Frankfurter! 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 Except I don't yell Frankfurter. Yell a different F word, and they freeze. And they yell back at me, Frankfurter! 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 And they're not crying anymore, but I am. Fail. Oh, so, you know, when I feel like I am just utterly and completely failing at being a mom, I lower my standards. And I changed the test altogether. Is everyone breathing at the end of the day? Pass. And that is a test that I have passed 975 times. Thank you.